Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Smoking remains a substantial public health problem around the world, and the search for effective ways to help people stop is ongoing. Nicola Linson-Hawley, Tom Thompson, and Rachna Beg from the University of Oxford and Plymouth updated the Cochrane Review of Motivational Interviewing in March 2015. And Nicola and Rachna describe the findings, starting with Rachna.
Motivational interviewing is patient-centred counselling, which aims to help people explore and resolve their ambivalence about behaviour change. It was originally developed as a treatment for alcohol abuse, but is now widely used in conditions such as drug abuse, weight gain, and smoking. Counselling is usually on a one-to-one basis and can be delivered in person or by telephone. It can be in one or several sessions and sometimes includes self-help materials. Its defining feature is that the counsellor tries to direct the person towards a specific change in their behaviour without being aggressive or confrontational. The aim of our review is to examine whether smokers who receive motivational interviewing are more likely to quit than those who receive usual care or brief advice. We included trials which measured smoking cessation rates at 6 months or more so that we could assess the long-term benefits of the treatment. The original version of the review included 14 randomised trials of motivational interviewing for smoking cessation, and when we did the searches for this update in 2014, we doubled this. There are now more than 16,000 smokers in the studies in our meta-analysis. Motivational interviewing was delivered in between 1 and 6 sessions across studies, with each session lasting from 10 to 60 minutes. 7 trials only provided telephone counselling, whereas the remaining trials provided counselling face-to-face. The counselling programme was usually compared with brief advice or usual care, and was delivered by family doctors, hospital clinicians and nurses, psychologists or professional counsellors.
Despite the large increase in the number of studies, our findings have changed little. They still suggest a modest but significant benefit of motivational interviewing, with around 30% more quitters in the motivational interviewing group than the control group. This is a similar but slightly lower success rate than the 40% improvement achieved by standard individual counselling programmes, and significantly lower than the doubling of the quit rate demonstrated in the Cochrane Review of Group Therapy Programmes. Whether the difference is related to the inclusion of smokers with low motivation to quit, to lower effectiveness of motivational interviewing techniques, or to some other factor that has not yet been recognised remains an open question. As we delved further into the analysis, it appears that motivational interviewing was most effective when delivered by primary care doctors, but this is based on only 2 studies, so should not be overstated. It may have had more to do with the pre-existing doctor-patient relationship than with the specific techniques being tested. However, a new and interesting finding of this update was that less intensive motivational interviewing with shorter sessions and fewer follow-ups appeared to be more effective than more intensive interviewing. This could be because a single short session is enough to increase a person's motivation to quit smoking, and prolonging this and the time to quit date may mean participants lose focus on their goal rather than increasing it. In summary, the body of evidence suggests that motivational interviewing may help people to quit smoking, but it is concerning that there is some indication that trials with negative or inconclusive findings are underrepresented in the literature. There were also variations in study quality, treatment fidelity, and between study heterogeneity, and so this needs to be taken into account when considering the findings. Future trials should aim for greater clarity and consistency of methods, components and counselling techniques so that meaningful comparisons can be made between them.
To read this Cochrane Review and the many others on various ways to help smokers quit, visit cochranelibrary.com, where you can browse the collection from the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group.